వాంగ్మీ మనసి ప్రతిష్ఠిత మనోమే వాచి ప్రతిష్ఠితం ఆవిరావీర్మయేధి వేదస్య మహాణీస్తః శృతం మే మా ప్రహాసీ అనేనాధీతేన అహోరాత్రాన్ సందధామి ఋతం వదిష్యామి సత్యం వదిష్యామి తన్మామవతు తద్వక్తారమవతు అవతు మాం అవతు వక్తారమవతు వక్తారం. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
పేజ్ 61 మంత్ర 1.
కోయమాత్మేతి వయముపాస్మహే కతరః సః ఆత్మా ఏన వా పశ్యతి ఏన వా శృణోతి ఏన వా గంధాన్ ఆజిఘ్రతి. ఏన వా వాచం వ్యాకరోతి ఏన వా స్వాదు చ అస్వాదు చ విజానాతి.
Now Upanishad has entered the Mahavakya teaching after completing the Srishti, Vichara and Vairagyam. One has to get Vairagyam towards Anatma, body-mind complex, as well as Vairagyam towards the worldly objects. Then only person is available for self-knowledge. Person has to know what is Anatma and what are the defects of that Anatma or the limitations of that Anatma. Once I know their demerits or faults or limits, then only I desire to know or work for limitless, defect-free Atma Chaitanya. This is the method of Upanishad. Upanishad introduce Anatma, which we know. Body-mind complex world we know very well. Therefore, Upanishad introduced that Srishti, all the lokas, the Shariram, how the human beings, other beings are born, what are all the difficulties the Jiva undergoes. Having talked elaborately about this Srishti, then Upanishad talks about that limitations of those Jivas in those bodies, the dosha. Then Upanishad talks about that Paramatma nature is your nature. Really speaking, the Srishti, the Jiva's birth, everything is only mithya. It is only an appearance. Paramatma only has entered in all forms and names. You have to recognize that Paramatma is your real nature. Paramatma himself has forgotten, having entered the body, became miserable Jivatma. Now this Jivatma, who is a miserable Jivatma, has to recognize, I, the Paramatma, only has entered from the top of the head and from the foot. Through the foot, Paramatma has entered as Sukshma Shariram. Paramatma means what? Maya Sahitam Brahma. As a Sukshma Shariram, Karanatma. As a Karanatma, he has entered through the sole of the foot. That is called Sukshma Sarira entry. Once Sukshma Sarira has entered the gross body, Sthula Shariram, Paramatma in the form of Chaitanyam, Chaitanya Chidabhasa Rupena, Paramatma has entered from the top of the head. We saw in the previous classes. How Paramatma has entered from the Murdha, top of the head, as Chidabhasa. That is called entry. As Chidabhasa. Reflected consciousness. That Paramatma who has entered Kartatma. Sukshma Sariram is Karanatma. 17 or 19 faculties. Sukshma Shariram is Karanatma, from the bottom of the body has entered. From the top of the body, Paramatma has entered in the form of Chidabhasa. Because Sukshma Shariram is Jadam. Without Chidabhasa, the Chaitanyam Sukshma Shariram cannot function. So Sukshma Shariram, Sukshma Shariram has to be blessed by the Chidabhasa, blessed by Chidabhasa. Chidabhasa is nothing but Chaitanya reflection. So, now Chidabhasa Rupa Paramatma and Sukshma Sarira Rupa Karanatma, both are there in the body. Now the students, those who are the mumukshus are thinking, they are interested in knowing how Vamadeva recognized this Atma Swarupam. How Vamadeva has recognized this Atma Swarupam. They were also planning to recognize this Atma Swarupam. Then they have approached Guru, and Guru gave the clues how to recognize this Atma. How to recognize this Atma? Guru gave some clues. Through those clues, they are doing inquiry. The Guru name is not mentioned here. We have to supply. Koyam Atma iti vayam upasmahe. What is the nature of this Atma? How do we do inquiry, upasmahe? We have to meditate upon, means we have to do inquiry. Here upasana means inquiry. This blessed Atma rightly to be understood. Upasmahe means how this Atma can be rightly understood. Because in Taittiriya Upanishad, it comes Annamaya Atma, Pranamaya Atma, Manomaya Atma, Anyontara Manomayaha. Like that it comes. Now these students also have got the question. Which one from the bottom sole of the foot, Karanatma has entered Sukshma Shariram. We have to recognize that as Atma, we have to understand that as Atma, or this Chidabhasa which has entered from the top as Atma. Which one is Atma? Kataraha, between these two. Between these two, Kataraha, Saha, Atma is the question mark. Now they themselves started inquiring further with the help of Guru. What is that they are inquiring next? They are doing Sharira Prapancha Sadharmyam. They are doing. This Shariram is there. This Shariram has got பஞ்ச ஜானேந்திரியாணி, பஞ்ச கர்மேந்திரியாணி, பஞ்ச பிராணாஸ், மனசு, புத்தி, சித்த, அகங்கார, ஆல் ஆர் தேர். அண்ட் பிரபஞ்சம் ஆல்சோ தேர் அனலைசிங். பஞ்சபூதாஸ் ஆர் தேர். ஹவு திஸ் பாடி இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் பஞ்சபூதாஸ். இட் இஸ் நாட் மச் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் பஞ்சபூதாஸ். தேர் ஆர் காமன் ஃபியூச்சர்ஸ் ஃபார் போத் ஆஃப் தெம். தேர்ஃபோர் சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம் கெனாட் பி த ஆத்மா. சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம் கெனாட் பி த ஆத்மா. வாட் திஸ் ஏனவா பஷ்யதி. ஏனவா பஷ்யதி மீன்ஸ் ஏன சக்ஷுஷா பஷ்யதி. பை ஹுச் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ், தட் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ், சக்ஷுரிந்திரியம் ஏன வா பஷ்யதி. ஏனவா பஷ்யதி ஏனவா ஸ்ருணோதி. த்ரூ ஹுச் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான், த இயர், த இயர்ஸ் ஆர் லிசனிங். தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான், த இயர் இஸ் த ஸ்ரோத்ர இந்திரியம். ஸ்ரோத்ர இந்திரியம் துவாரா ஸ்ருணோதி, லிசன் த சவுண்ட்ஸ். சக்ஷுரிந்திரியம் துவாரா பஷ்யதி. அண்ட் ஏனவா கந்தான் ஆஜிக்ரதி. பை ஹுச் கந்தா மீன்ஸ் திஸ் ஆர்கான் ஆஃப் ஸ்மெல். ஆஜிக்ரதி மீன்ஸ் ஸ்மெல்ஸ். பை ஹுச் ஆர்கான் திஸ் ஸ்மெல் இஸ் ரிசீவ்டு. ஏனவா வாச்சம் வியாகரோதி. பை ஹுச் தி வாக் இந்திரியம் இஸ் ஸ்பீக்கிங். திஸ் இஸ் கர்ம இந்திரியம். ஸோ பஞ்ச ஜானேந்திரியாணி ஹி கேவ் ஓன்லி த்ரீ, ஐஸ், இயர்ஸ் அண்ட் நோஸ். டச் அண்ட் ரசனேந்திரியம் யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை. அதர் டூ சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ் யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை. தென் ஒன் வாகீந்திரியம் அஸ்வாது ஸ்வாது ச விஜானாதி, தட் இஸ் ரசனேந்திரியம் வி கேன் டேக். த லாஸ்ட் ஒன் வி கேன் டேக் இட் ஆஸ் ரசனேந்திரியம், டேஸ்டிங். ஸ்வாது அஸ்வாது, பிட்டர் அண்ட் ஸ்வீட். திஸ் ஆல்சோ கம்ஸ் அண்டர் ஜானேந்திரியம். வி கேன் டேக் தட் வே. ஏனவா வாச்சம் வியாகரோதி. பை ஹுச் வாகீந்திரியம் த ஸ்பீச் கம்ஸ். ஸோ வாட் ஆல் தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ், வாகீந்திரியம், கர்மேந்திரியம், ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் நாட் ஆத்மா, யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை. தத் ந ஆத்மா பவதி இது நிச்சிதவந்தஹ, யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை. தத் ஆத்மான பவதி இது நிச்சிதவந்தஹ. ஏனவா பஷ்யதி, பை ஹுச் தி பர்சன் சீஸ், தட் இஸ் நாட் ஆத்மா. தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட், சக்ஷுரிந்திரியம் இஸ் நாட் ஆத்மா. தத் ந ஆத்மா இது நிச்சிதவந்தஹ. தோஸ் டிசைபிள்ஸ் ஆஃப் தட் குரு, தே ஹவ் கம் டு கன்க்ளூஷன், திஸ் ஐஸ் கெனாட் பி தி ஆத்மா. தென் ஏனவா ஸ்ருணோதி ததபி ந ஆத்மா பவதி இது நிச்சிதவந்தஹ. வி ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை. தத் ஆத்மா ந பவதி. ஏனவா கந்தான் ஆஜிக்ரதி. ஏனவா கந்தான் ஆஜிக்ரதி, பை ஹுச் ஸ்மெல் ஆர்கான் தட் ஸ்மெல்ஸ், பை தி ஸ்மெல் ஆர்கான் தட் கந்தான் ஆஜிக்ரதி, தத் ந ஆத்மா பவதி இது நிச்சிதவந்தஹ. தே ஹவ் கம் டு கன்க்ளூஷன், இட் இஸ் நாட் ஆத்மா. தென் வாச்சம் வியாகரோதி, ஸ்பீச் கம்ஸ் அவுட் ஆஃப் த ஸ்பீச் ஆர்கான், வாகிந்திரியம், தட் ஆல்சோ கெனாட் பி த ஆத்மா, நிச்சிதவந்தஹ. கர்ம இந்திரியம் ஆல்சோ கெனாட் பி த ஆத்மா. இஸ் ஆர் ஆல் கரணாத்மாஸ், தேர் ஆல் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட்ஸ். த ஏஜென்ட், த யூசர் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட்ஸ். கரணம்ஸ் கெனாட் பி த ஆத்மா, தட் இஸ் த மீனிங். ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் கரணம்ஸ், ந ஆத்மா பவதி. கரணம் கெனாட் பி த ஆத்மா, இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட் கேன் நெவர் பி த ஆத்மா. ஏனவா வாச்சம் வியாகரோதி, ஏனவா ஸ்வாது அஸ்வாது ச விஜானாதி. த டேஸ்ட் bitter taste and sweet taste, these are all known by the rasanendriyam. Tat api atma na bhavati iti nischita vantaha. Why they are not atma? Sadharmyam. Panchabhutas, they are also having shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha. These sense organs also having shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha. So sadharmyat, sadharmyat, karanatvat, these are all karanam here. These are all nothing but the attributes of panchabhutas. So panchabhutas are all appearing here in this adhyatma level. There is no difference. Clear. Therefore, they come to know the sadharmyam between panchabhutas and these karanams are one and the same. Akasham is having shabda gunam. This here also having shabda gunam. So, akasha jadam. Therefore, this is also jadam. Jadatvat. Similarly, jala, agni, vayu. You take here also each sense organ is having the same sadharmyam. Tattva bodha, care of. Vagindriyam is a speech comes out of what? Agni. Agni tattvam. Therefore, agni tattvam of that five elements, here agni tattvam of vagindriyam are similar. That is, jadatvat, drishyatvat, karanatvat, anatma. This is also anatma. It cannot be the atma. This much enquiry has to be done. Namak nama breakfast saapte vandhi ukkandhi. Students are supposed to do this much enquiry. So personal enquiry we have to do, then only we can understand. So Shankaracharya gives all these hetus, the reasons. First reason is, it is karanam. Karanatma is the first hetu. Why they are not atma means karanatvat. Karanatvat, they are not atma, number one. Why? Karanams are always used by someone, the agent. Therefore, karanams are inert. Karanams are inert. Your sense organs are inert. They are used by you, the jivatma. Therefore, the one who has entered from the top. He is called kartatma. Kartatma used the karanam. Karanam cannot be the atma. That is one reason. Instruments, they are all. Then, vikara rupatvat. They are always changing. Vikara rupatvat. Your grasping power, smelling power, seeing power, changing, no? Always it is not same. Your hearing power also having vikara. That we know very well. And smelling power, tasting power, all these are having vikara, vikaratvat. Even panchabhutas are also undergoing modification. So, there is a samyam, sadharmyam, vikaratvat. Then jadatvat, because they are also inert, these sense organs also inert. Therefore, they cannot be atma. Then another hetu, sanghatatvat. It is an assemblage. It is an assemblage. All sense organs putting together, they are all made out of panchabhutas. It is an assemblage. All of them are functioning here, assembled here. Therefore, it is called an assembly. Sanghatatvat. Jadatvat, sanghatatvat, vikaratvat, karanatvat. Indriyani are sukshma shariram, atma na bhavati iti nischitavantaha. Sthula shariram is also made out of panchabhutas. It is also jadam. So now here, atma is hiding behind this sthula shariram and sukshma shariram. Now you have to extract that atma through intelligence. Through your intelligence, you have to extract. Physically, you cannot extract. Intelligently, you have to understand. So, this is the contention. Now, pancha jnani indriyani, pancha karma indriyani, part of sukshma shariram refuted, they are not atma. Over. What about antahkaranam? In sukshma shariram there is antahkaranam, manas and buddhi, chitta, ahankara. That he gives in the next mantra. We will read those two words also. Next mantra, second mantra. Upanishad can include these two words also there. I do not know why.
Yadetad hridayam manaschaitat.
The mind is also, they are analyzing. Can we take this mind as Atma? So karanams okay, they are not Atma, jadatvat, vikaratvat. Because of mind only, no, everything is happening. Can we take mind as Atma? Otherwise, hridayam means here, intelligence, buddhi. Can we take buddhi as Atma? So, buddhi and manas given as upalakshanam for antahkaranam. You have to supply chittam and ahankara. Manas, buddhi, chitta, ahankara put together antahkaranam. Can we take this antahkaranam as Atma? Now they are analyzing further. Manas also is a karanam. It is antaha karanam. Jnana indriyani, karma indriyani or bahya karanani. Either it is internal or external, karanam is karanam. Isn't it? Therefore, they are also called instruments only, internal instruments. Karanam. Hridayam means here, intellect. Intellect only. Chitta ahankara include pancha pranas also. Pancha pranas are also come under sukshma sariram only. The whole package you have to include here. These are all the clues to identify the Atma, either to refute or to accept. Guru says, these are all not Atma. Why they are not Atma? I should know. Drishyatvat, because they are all experienced by me. I experience the mind. I experience my intellect. I experience my memory. I experience the ego. Therefore, drishyatvat na Atma bhavati. Then, sagunatvat, they have got gunas, sattva, rajas, tamo gunas, three gunas are there. Sagunatvat, atma na bhavitum shikyate. Why? Atma is nirgunam. Atma is adrishyam. It cannot be objectified. These sense organs, antakkaranam, are experienceable. Therefore, they cannot be atma. Drishyatvat, sagunatvat, savikaratvat, they are all undergoing change, mind undergoing a change, intellect is also undergoing a change, nischayatmika buddhihi, mind is doing lot of nischayam, decision maker. Who is the decision maker? Our own intellect. Decision maker is also changing. Your decisions are not same all the time. Therefore, different decisions you are taking. In different ways, varieties of decisions. So, savikaratvat, sagunatvat, savikaratvat, drishyatvat. Then, agamapayitvat, they are having arrival and departure. Mind, also thinking sometimes, sometimes blank. Intellect also sometimes taking decisions, sometimes it is also blunt. Agamapayitvat, their function is having arrival and departure. Sometimes they function, sometimes they won't function, sometimes differently they function. Therefore, agama payitvat, because of this, whereas atma is neither savikaram, nor sagunam, nor drishyam, nor agama pai. Therefore, they cannot be atma. Mind cannot be the atma. Intellect cannot be the atma. This is the way they have done inquiry. So body, mind, complex are not much different from panchabhutas, drishya prapancha vat. So put this body, mind, complex also in the world category. World category. Because world I am experiencing, world is changing, world is having sagunam, gunas it is having. It is having arrival and departure. What is the much difference between world and the sushma shariram? Same. The panchabhutas are the karanam, sukshma shariram is the karyam. Karyatvat, that also we can add now. Karyatvat. Sukshma shariram is karyam, made out of panchabhutas. Therefore, panchabhutas are the karanam, sukshma shariram is the karyam. So, karana gunaha karye anuvartante. In a beautiful analysis, parunga. This is called logic. Sruti sammata tarka. So, my sense organs, my antakkaranam, bahyakaranani, sarvani, sukshma shariram, whole package is nothing but a different format of panchabhutas. This is called sukshma shariram prapancha sadharmyam. Sadharmyam, common features. Common features, drishyatvam, sagunatvam, savikaratvam, agamapayitvam, jadatvam, savi. All these you have to confirm. This sushma shariram is not atma. Mind is not atma. Therefore, brain is a flesh matter. Brain belongs to the physical body. Understand? Mind belongs to the subtle body. That is why scientists ki Vedantuniki difference. Brain is the physical matter, mind is the subtle matter. Therefore, we don't want to enter into science field. Okay. Mind is made out of sukshma pancha bhutani. Mind is made out of sukshma pancha bhutani. Now, let us come. Okay. Sthula shariram is not atma, sukshma shariram is not atma. These are all also like panchabhutas. Then who is the Atma? How to recognize Atma? Neti, neti, neti. Not this, not this, not this. Now tell me who is Atma. Now Guru gives another clue. Now you have to recognize Atma like this. This is the crux of Aitareya Upanishad now. Tvampada lakshyartha we are arriving at. From the next portion. This mantra and next mantra put together Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. If you listen these two mantras, that is what listening of Aitareya Upanishad. If you don't listen these two mantras, the whole Upanishad is no use at all. Because here only Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Vishaya comes. Let us read this mantra. Samjnanamajnanam Vijnanam prajnanam Medhadrishtih Dhritihir matih Manisha jyotih Smritih sankalpah Kratuhrasuhu Kamo Vashayiti Sarvani Vaitani Prajnanasya Namadheyani Bhavanti. Gattimelam no Kalyanam. And they do the Mangala Sutra Dharana. Ketti Madam. Adida in the mantra. Okay. What this mantra want to convey, Upanishad want to convey this. Now you want to recognize Atma. Atma can be recognized in this manner. In this manner means what manner? I'll give you the background. Then we'll go to the word meaning. Every object has got its name. Nama is there. This is a clip. Clip is the name. Nama. And the clip corresponding name has got an object. That object is called Nami. That object is called Nami. Pada Artha. Pada Artha. Pada is called name, Artha is called Purul. Purul or object. Pada Artha. Nama Nami. Pada called Nama, Nami is called Artha. Pada Artha. Now, what is this Pada doing? This Nama doing? What is the job of Nama? Every Nama, Nama means name, every name reveals the object. The job of the name or Pada is to reveal that object. To reveal that object. So, clip, Nama reveals the clip object. Nama is the revealer. What is revealed by Nama? Clip is revealed. Similarly, pot is the Nama. What is the job of pot? Name. Nama, the job of the name, that name Nama, pot, reveals the pot object. Pot is the name. That pot name meant for what? Meant to reveal the pot object. This is the pot, it reveals. So the name is the revealer. Name is the revealer of that object, corresponding object. Pot name reveals pot or clip? Pot only. Clip name reveals clip or book? Clip only. So every Nama reveals its corresponding object. Clear? Every Nama. Your name is so and so. Reveals what? It reveals you. You call her, she is Padma. Call. So Padma name reveals that lady, the person. You call Subramanyam. Subramanyam name reveals the person, Subramanyam the person. Like this you take entire universe. Entire universe is nothing but Nama Rupa. Nama Rupa. Nama, Nami, Nama, Nami, Pada, Artha, Pada, Artha. Entire universe. No exception. Anywhere. And your body itself you see. No? You are wearing the dress. It has got its name and Padartha. The pen in your hand. Pen is the Nama. Pen, the Purul, the Vastu. Padartha. Book you are having in your hand. Book is the name. Aitareya Upanishad Nama. Then it has got its corresponding object. Fan is a Nama, the corresponding object. Carpet is the name, corresponding object. Desk is the name, corresponding object. Like this you go on, contemplate, do mananam, reflect upon these words. Everything is Nama, Padartha. Nama, Nami, Padartha. Clear? This is clear. Now, in this manner, now you have to understand every thought, vritti, every vritti is having one object. Every vritti, thought. Thought is the revealer of the consciousness. Just as the name reveals the object, thought reveals the chaitanyam. Thought reveals the chaitanyam. Vritti jnanam. Ghata vritti ghata jnanam. Part thought is a part knowledge. So awareness. In every thought there is an awareness. In the name of Nama you take a thought. Every thought serves like a name. This koncha kashtama irukum. Try to understand. Nama, Nami. Nama, Nami. Pada and Artha. Or peru, adhukku oru porul. Adhe maadhiri, inga thought angiradhu vekkanum. Nama edathila thought vekkanum. Every Nama revealing Nami. Andha padartham. Adhe maadhiri, every thought representing, referring and or indicating consciousness. Awareness. Every thought is like the container. Container of every thought is content, is consciousness, awareness. So thought is like a nama, Chaitanyam is like a nami. So every thought is showing the awareness which is formless. Through thought you have to recognize that Atma in the form of awareness. That is called consciousness. So Pratibodha Viditam Matam Keno Upanishad. In every thought Atma is available in the form of awareness. Awareness. I know, I know, I know, I know. Thought, in every thought, thought is jadam by itself. The thought in that, the consciousness is available in the medium of thought. Thought is the medium. Thought is the medium. For this pot porulukku, nama is the medium. Through nama only you come to know. Medium through which you know the pot. So nama serves as a medium. Similarly, thought serves as a medium to recognize the consciousness. Point number one. Point number two, that awareness which is available in every thought, vritti, and the vritti is changing. Thoughts are changing. Pure awareness is called nirvisesha jnanam. Pure awareness is nirvisesham jnanam or prajnanam. It is called pure consciousness is called prajnanam. Mahavakya of this Upanishad is prajnanam brahma. Rigveda Mahavakya is prajnanam brahma. This Upanishad belongs to Rigveda. So therefore, prajnanam brahma, prajnanam is called pure consciousness. Pure consciousness you cannot know. Nirvisesha jnanam, that is, nirupadhika jnanam, prajnanam. You cannot understand, you cannot recognize, you cannot discover. So prajnanam can be recognized through the thought medium. The thought is rising in the mind. In that thought, the consciousness is available. In what form? In the consciousness, awareness form. Aware, I'm aware of. So to be aware of, that awareness must have one locus. That awareness, pure awareness, cannot be recognized just as electricity cannot be recognized. To be recognized, electricity require a medium. Pure electricity, can you see? Can you recognize? Can you experience? No. Nirupadhika prajnanam you cannot experience. So it has to be sopadhikam. It has to be associated with something. Then only you can recognize. Pure awareness. Pure awareness you cannot recognize. Therefore it has to be associated with something. Then only you can recognize. Now here what is that something? Thought. So thought is that where awareness is associated. So thought is that which is qualified jnanam. That is called qualified jnanam or qualified prajnanam. Savishesha jnanam. Qualified means what? Savishesham. Vishesha sahitam. Savishesha jnanam. For example, ghata jnanam. Ghata jnanam. Every thought is having one object or other. So, ghata jnanam. Savishesha jnanam. So, jnanam belongs to prajnanam. That is awareness. Ghata is object. Ghata jnanam, vritti jnanam. The vritti is called thought. Vritti is called thought. A very, very subtle topic. Okay. Prajnanam nirvisesha jnanam. That is changeless. Awareness by itself is changeless. Ghata jnanam. Pata jnanam. So, ghata vritti, ghata jnanam. பட்டவிருத்தி பட்டஜானம், கிளிப்பு விருத்தி கிளிப்பு ஜானம். ஸோ வாட் இஸ் சேஞ்சிங்? கிளிப், கட, பட, ஆல் ஆர் சேஞ்சிங், விசேஷம்ஸ் ஆர் சேஞ்சிங், பட் அவேர்னஸ் இஸ் சேம். ஜானம் இஸ் சேம், சேஞ்ச்லெஸ். தட் விச் இஸ் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ் இன் எவ்ரி தாட், தட் தாட் இஸ் எதர் பாட் தாட், கிளிப் தாட், ஆர் கிளாத் தாட், டெஸ்க் தாட், மைக் தாட், சன் தாட், எனி தாட், த தாட் கரஸ்பாண்டிங் டு த ஆப்ஜெக்ட், பட் த அவேர்னஸ், த கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் நாட் சேஞ்சிங். தட் இஸ் நான் சேஞ்சிங். தட்ஸ் வை நிர்வீகாரம், நிர்வீகார பிரஜானம். தட் இஸ் கால் நிர்விசேஷ பிரஜானம். சவிசேஷத்தையா ஜ்ஞாத்தும் சக்கியதே. வேர் இஸ் பிரஜானம் பிரம்ம? இன் எவ்ரி தாட் இட் இஸ் அவைலபிள் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் அவேர்னஸ், உணர்வு. அப்பா உணர்வு, தமிழ் யூ வாண்ட் டு சே உணர்வு. தேர்ஃபோர் தி தாட், த தாட்லெஸ் அவேர்னஸ் ரிகக்னைஸ்டு through the thought. Thoughtless awareness. Awareness does not have thought. The thoughtless awareness recognized through the thought. Through the every thought, every vritti. So thought becomes the medium to recognize the awareness. Therefore, thought becomes the medium to recognize the awareness. So every thought is a name of the awareness. Now every thought is the name of awareness. Why? Every nama is the name of that nami. Every nama is the name of that nami. Clear? Part name, every nama of that nami. Now here what is that thought is the nama of whom? பிரஜானம் பிரம்ம. பிரஜானத்துக்கு பிரம்மத்துக்கு பேரு என்ன தெரியுமோ? தாட்னு பேரு. என்னென்ன தாட்? நிறைய நிறைய தாட்ஸ் எல்லாம் வரும், என்னென்னமோ தாட்ஸ் வரும். அதெல்லாம் ஒரு லிஸ்ட், ஒரு 16 நேம்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் ஃபார் பிரஜானம் பிரம்ம. ஃபார் பிரஜானம் பிரம்ம தேர் ஆர் 16 நேம்ஸ், சாம்பிள் கிவன், சாம்பிள் ஒன்லி. அது மாதிரி இங்கே எல்லா தாட்டுக்கும் நீங்கள் அவேர்னஸ் 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 யாட்டும் கண்டுபிடிக்கணும். And the 16s paakrom, we will see now. Therefore, name is a medium which a thing is referred. Name is the medium to refer the thing, the object. Adhimaadhi, thought is the medium. It is referring to awareness. It is referring to awareness. Thought is like a name. Name reveals the object. Thought reveals the knowledge or chaitanyam or awareness. Still you are having some vagueness. I know that. What vagueness is there? See, before going to those 16 names, one more point also I will clarify. You see the pot. After seeing the pot, you say, I know the pot. Pot is the padartha. To get that knowledge in the mind, you have to get the pot thought. Ghata vritti has to come. Ghata vritti presupposes ghata jnanam. Ghata vritti means pot thought. Pot thought comes in that pot thought. Who is there? Awareness is there. So what you get immediately? Ghata jnanam. You are aware of what? All of you are aware of this pot. Are you having any doubt? Are you aware of this pot? Yes, ne varlaya. Aware of means all of you know this is pot. Yes. That means you are aware of pot means you know this is pot. Yes or no? This is pot. So I am not talking about clay. Okay. And the topic ella adu vere. இப்போ பாட்டு பார்க்கணும். ஐ நோ திஸ் இஸ் பாட். யூ ஆர் அவேர் ஆஃப் பாட். இப்போ வாட் ஆர் ஆல் ஹியர் இன் திஸ் ஐ ஆம் அவேர் ஆஃப் பாட். இந்த கட ஜானம் இருக்கு, எனக்கு கட்டம் தெரியும், என்னென்ன இருக்கு அதுல பார்க்கணும். கட ஐ நோ பாட் மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஆர் ஆல் தேர், பாட் இஸ் தேர், பாட் சாட் மஸ்ட் பி தேர், இந்த விருத்தி அண்ட் ஜானம் இஸ் தேர், தட் இஸ் கால்ட் பிரஜானம். That prajnanam, when it is associated with thought, that which thought is associated with part, is called savisesha jnanam, sopadhika jnanam. Minus part, minus thought, nirupadhika prajnanam. Plus thought, plus part, is savisesha prajnanam, sopadhika jnanam. Attributed, not Shuddha Jnanam. It is a Jnanam along with a thought, which thought is associated with pot. Now, you see, this is clip. All of you have got clip thought. Thought is there, Vritti is there. Otherwise, Vritti is not there. You cannot know this is a pot. This is a clip. So, clip Vritti must come. That Vritti is having what? Awareness, consciousness. The consciousness plus vritti plus clip, clip jnanam. Clip plus vritti plus awareness, that is called prajnanam. So awareness or consciousness plus vritti plus clip, what comes? Clip knowledge. Clip knowledge. Now all of you got clip knowledge. The clip knowledge is equal to clip knowledge la enna irukka, ethana composites irukka paakanum. கிளிப் நாலெட்ஜிலும் கிளிப் நம்பர் ஒன், கிளிப் தாட் நம்பர் டூ, அண்ட் அவேர்னஸ் கிளிப் ஜானம். ஜானம் பிளஸ் கிளிப் தாட் பிளஸ் கிளிப். கிளிப் இல்லாமல் தாட் இருக்குமா? கிளிப் தாட் வித்தவுட் கிளிப் தேர் கேன் பி கிளிப் தாட்? நோ, அலாங் வித் கிளிப், கிளிப் பிளஸ் தாட், கிளிப் தாட் பிளஸ் அவேர்னஸ், கிளிப் நாலெட்ஜ். Like this, every knowledge, chemistry knowledge, biology knowledge, physics knowledge, music knowledge, any knowledge for that matter. The Upanishad is talking like that, some knowledge about that. This awareness you recognize in this manner. What is that list? Very, very interesting. Now look at the list, first one. Samjnanam is one name of the prajnanam. First name of the prajnanam is samjnanam. What do you mean by samjnanam? Samjnanam means basic awareness. All 84 lakhs of species are having basic awareness. The tree is also having basic awareness. Samjnanam. சர்வ தேக வியாப்தி சேதன பாவா சம்ஞானம். சர்வ தேக வியாபி, சர்வ தேக வியாபி சேதனம் பாவா சம்ஞானம். பேசிக் அவேர்னஸ். த ட்ரீ இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஹேவிங் பேசிக் அவேர்னஸ். எவ்ரி பிராணி இஸ் ஹேவிங் பேசிக் அவேர்னஸ். பேசிக் அவேர்னஸ் சென்சியன்சி இத்தியர்த்தா. சென்சியன்சி உணர்வு, தெரிஞ்சுக்கிற தன்மை, தெரிஞ்சுக்கிற தன்மைன்னு சொல்லுவாங்க. உணர்வு, பேசிக் அவேர்னஸ். திஸ் ஆர் ஆல் பார்ட் ஆஃப் மைண்ட் ஓன்லி, தாட் ஓன்லி. ஓகே, இந்த தாட்டுக்குள்ள என்னென்ன மாதிரி தாட் வரலாம் என்னது சொல்றார். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பேசிக் அவேர்னஸ் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட், ஃபண்டமெண்டல் அவேர்னஸ். அதுக்கு தான் சஞ்ஞானம். பிரஜானத்துக்கு ஒரு ஒரு பேர். பிரஜானம் பிரம்மா இஸ் த மகா வாக்கிய, த லாஸ்ட் வேர்டு. யூ சி, பிரஜானம், பிரஜானஸ்ய நாமதேயானி பவந்தி சர்வாணி ஏதானி. ஆல் தீஸ் நேம்ஸ் ஆர் நத்திங் பட் த நேம்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரஜானம் பிரம்மா. அவேர்னஸுக்கு பேர் இதெல்லாமே. என்னென்ன இந்த சம்ஞானம் நம்பர் ஒன். நம்பர் டூ, ஆஜானம். ஆஜானம் சுப்பீரியர் awareness or consciousness. Awareness, consciousness are synonyms. Superior awareness or consciousness. Shankaracharya says, Ishvara Bhavaha. Yogi, knowing that past, present, future. Who is going to win today? World Cup, New Zealand or Australia? If you know, you are having Ajnanam Anartham. Okay. Then, third one. Vijnanam. Ajnanam. Asamantat Jnanam. Ajnanam. Ellame theriyadu. Trikala Jnanam. Vijnanam, third one. Kaladi Vishesha Jnanam. All sciences, materialistic sciences, music, dance, art, any art, other any sciences. Vijnanam, Vishesha Jnanam, specific various knowledge. Then Prajnanam. Prajnanam, here we have to take it as Pratibha. Not Mahavakyam like Prajnanam. Here Prajnanam means Pratibha. Tatkalika Pratibha. Like a flash, the knowledge comes suddenly. As a flash, you know, suddenly it comes. The politicians, when the journalists are sitting in front of them, as a flash they talk. News and all comes. Here is a flash news. Adimadri. Then fifth one is Medha, intelligence. Medha, memory or memory power, remembrance is called Medha. Then sixth one is Drishtihi, sensory perception. It is also a thought. Sensory perception. In every thought, these are the thoughts, their awareness is there. That's why everywhere Jnanam, Jnanam coming. Drishti, Drishtihi means sensory perception. Seventh one is Jutihi. Drishtihi, then okay. Dhritihi, sorry. Dhritihi. Drishtihi, Dhritihi. Dhritihi means perseverance. Perseverance. Perseverance or courage to complete whatever undertaken. That is called Dhritihi. Then Matihi. Eighth one is called Matihi. Matihi means reflection, mananam, analysis. Number nine, Manisha. Manisha means free will. Nischaya Jnanam, deciding power. Number ten, Jutihi, sorrow. Jutihi is there. Jutihi. Jutihi, sorrow. Next one, Smritihi, number 11. Smritihi, recollection. Recollection, Smritihi. Number 12, Sankalpaha, planning. Sankalpaha, planning. Number 13, Kratuhu, determination. Sankalpa, Kratu are almost similar, but Upanishad is giving separately, we have to give different meaning. Sankalpaha means planning. Kratuhu means determination, resolve. Sankalpaha, planning or imagination. Kratuhu means determination. Next one, Asuhu. Asuhu means vitality or energy. Then 14th one is Kamaha, desire. Normal, general desire. Then Vashaha, desire in the form of, this is a specific desire that is called sexual desire. Vashaha. These are the 16 names for Prajnanam. In all these thoughts, awareness is available. You recognize awareness, consciousness in all these 16 sample. And any other thought also, pratibodha viditam, bodham bodham, pratibodham. In every thought, there is an awareness. How to recognize prajnanam? How far this prajnanam now? This is Tvampada Lakshyarthaha. This awareness is called Tvampada Lakshyarthaha. The meaning of Jivaha. The real meaning of Jiva is this Prajnanam Brahma. Then next mantra is going to talk about Paramatma Tatpada Lakshyartha. This Prajnanam Brahma, awareness, consciousness, Chaitanyam alone is that Paramatma who is the Jagat Karanam. Prajnanam is awareness. Brahma at Samashti level. Now how to know the Mahavakya? Second mantra, next mantra is going to come, Tatpada Lakshyartha, Paramatma. That is Brahman. Now Prajnanam you have understood, Tvampada Lakshyartha. So this Prajnanam alone is that Brahma. Prajnanam Brahma. This awareness is there in everything. This awareness is there in everything. Same water is in the wave form, Vyashti level. Same water is in the ocean form. Ocean is like Paramatma, wave is like Jivatma. What is the content of Jivatma and Paramatma? No. Wave and water. Wave is also water. Ocean is also water. Then wave, water has got two names. What are those names? Two names. Ocean is one name. Wave is another name. Names are different, but content is water. Water. There is no difference. Similarly, Prajnanam is like a wave. Vyashti level. Awareness. Brahman is also Chaitanyam. Prajnanam is also Chaitanyam. This is Vyashti level, wave level. Brahman is also Chaitanyam. Ocean level, Samashti level. Brahma, Paramatma, that this Prajnanam, that Brahman, both are one and the same. So from here, you can know that Paramatma is also awareness, Chaitanyam only. Therefore, that Brahman is this Prajnanam. This Prajnanam is that Brahman. That Tatpada Lakshyartha, next mantra, we will see in the next class. So, Prajnanam Brahma. Prajnanam is clearly, all these are the names of Prajnanam. Yetani Sarvani Prajnanasya Namani Bhavanti. Kasya Namani Prajnanasya. Kaha Saha Prajnaha. Prajnanam Brahma is Napumsakalingam. Therefore, Prajnanam is also Napumsakalingam. Aham Prajnanam. Apram Brahma Asmi Cholanam. Now, who are you? I am Prajnanam. Where you know that Prajnanam? In every thought. Nirvisesham Prajnanam you cannot know. In every thought, you can recognize that Prajnanam. Up to next class, you note where are all Prajnanams you are recognizing. Just recognize. Every thought Prajnanam is available. Recognize that point. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.